just dream that? Did I really see that? Were you really there with me? Or what did we just feel? Om Shiva, Shri Shakti, Shivoham, Shaktyoham. How can I know that? How can we always see that? Could we really go back there? Is it with us everywhere? Om Shiva, Shri Shakti, Shivoham, Shaktyoham.
There are two words. One is knowledge, and another is knowing. And there is subtle difference in knowing and in knowledge. What is that difference? Knowledge is of something. Knowledge is of the past. In knowledge, there is something committed to the memory. And that something can get forgotten. In that sense, there is danger in knowledge. There is a risk of forgetfulness. And knowledge is of the past. The other word is knowing. Knowing is now. Knowing is here. Knowing is the process. It's going on. Knowing is the knowledge which has become the part of our memory or soul. So there is no risk of forgetting anything in knowing. Because you have known it, you have understood it, you have realized it. So knowing is something even higher than knowledge. And you have known it. It has become the part of your soul. For example, Somebody is living in the cave. He has never seen light. And then he starts reading books about light. And he has increased his knowledge about light. But he has never seen light. He has become knowledgeable. Probably he has got some degree or PhD in light. But he is still living in the cave, in the dark cave. Except stark darkness. He has not seen anything about life. And in that darkness, he studies light. So he becomes knowledgeful. But the moment he will forget revising his books, he will forget about light. So his knowledge is based on revision, or his memory power, or his commitment to study. If by any reason he fails to study, he will forget. So the man who has not seen the light, the man who is sitting in the cave and studying about light, has mastered all the books on light. He is always at danger of forgetting. While there is another man who is already in the light, and he has seen light, and he knows what is light, there is no question of forgetfulness, because he has known it. He has realized it. So knowing is closer to realization. Knowledge is closer to attaining scholarship. Knowledge is bookish. Knowledge can make you erudite scholar. You will be counted among elite personalities. But you will always at risk of forgetting. So also somebody knows music and somebody doesn't know music. For the one who is just studying books, he has not touched any musical instruments. Now he has become master, a maestro in music. But he has never heard music, nor he himself has played music, but knows every detail which is written in the books about music. And there is another person for him, there is no teacher, nobody has taught him, he has not read any books, but the music is in his DNA. He is born musician. He sees music everywhere. The chirping of the birds is music to him. The thundering of the clouds, the lightning, the swift motion of the squirrel in the grass is music for him. The careening of the trees is music for him. The floating of the cloud is music for him. The dancing rays of the sun coming from the above is a music for him. He has not read, he has not studied, he has not gone to any guru. He is born with music. So he knows music. A teacher in the class asks a question after teaching them certain rules of mathematics. Addition, subtraction, division, multiplication. The teacher asks, suppose there are 12 sheep in your house and one of them runs away. How many are left? So teacher, one of the students says, 0. Teacher says, listen to my question again, what I am telling. I am telling you, there are 12 sheep in your house. One of those them runs away. So 12 minus 1, how many are remaining? So student says, sir, 0. Teacher says, you have not understood. Listen to my question again. There are 12 sheep. One of them has run away. How many are remaining? He said, sir, 0. Teacher says, how come? Tell me. He says, sir, you might be knowing mathematics, but I know sheep. And I have sheep in my home. When one runs away, others follow. So one is to know the rules of mathematics. Another is to know the reality. A teacher asks, if I give you 5 + 5 apples, how many apples would you have? The student says, 11. Teacher says, listen again. I am giving you 5 apples in the morning and 5 apples in the afternoon. By evening, how many apples would you have? He says, sir, 11. Teacher says, listen again. I am giving you 5 apples in the morning, 5 in the afternoon. By evening, how many you will have? He says, sir, 11. How come? He says, I already have 1 apple. So that becomes 11. So one is knowing. Another is knowledge. Knowledge is dead. Knowing is life. Knowledge is of the past. Knowing is here and now. Knowledge makes you egoistic. Knowing is the process. You are knowing things. You have not known. You are in the process. Knowledge is noun. Knowing is verb. Just as if somebody asks, what is mind? Mind is not noun. Mind is verb. It's a... To think is mind. So thinking, feeling, desiring, these are the 3 functions of the mind. So none of the functions is noun. So mind is not a noun, it's a verb, it's a process. Thinking, feeling, desiring, these are the 3 functions of the mind. In the similar manner, knowing, to know things. And when you have known things, there is no question of forgetting. If you are forgetting, means you have not known it. I just forgot. Baba says, keep on remembering me. We say, Baba, I forgot you. That means you have not known me. Had you known me, you would not have forgotten me. So knowing is the stage of non-forgetting. Knowing is the stage of eternal remembrance. Uninterrupted remembrance. Knowing is the state of unpunctured memory. Somebody is learning to ride bicycle or to drive a car. So that person is in the process. There would be instances where if he forgets, he would meet with an accident. And yet there is another person who is uneducated, illiterate, unlettered, but he knows driving car when he learned driving at the age of 10. But he doesn't know any other thing. But that it is not a knowledge with him, it is a knowing for him. It has become the part of his memory. While the person who is learning is always at risk of forgetting. The moment he forgets, accident. So we were revising the first Avyakta Murli of this Yajna, 21st January 1969. Yesterday, we tried to understand about faith. Nishchay Patra, letters of faith. Today, let's move ahead. Is Brahma your most beloved one? Isn't that he was, but that he still is? Did he not say this all to you? All the things have been said. To remember them at the right time is fast effort. You know everything, but to remember knowledge at the right time is Tivra Purusharth, is fast effort. So what is the definition of fast effort? Remembering knowledge at the right time. That is fast effort. Just remember them. So this is the first definition of fast effort. Remembering knowledge. So remembering is just like knowledge. And another thing is knowing. So when you know him, there is no question of forgetting. So the first acceptance should be about not knowing. We have information. We have knowledge. But the wisdom is still eluding us. It's very evasive. It's far away. So let the knowledge penetrate your heart, mind, soul, brain in such a manner that it becomes a part of you. There shouldn't be any moment where you have to say that, oh, I just forgot. And what we should do to achieve this stage? Mere reading will not help. Mere discussion will not help. Something else. Something higher. Something more. So that we do not stop at knowledge, but we enter the stage of knowing. If somebody wakes you up at night and asks you, what is your name? Would you say that, let me remember, I forgot, because I was sleeping, no? So that's why I forgot. Do you say that? No. Oh, it's many days that I haven't heard my name. That's why I forgot. Does anybody say that I am trying to remember my own name, I am not remembering who I am? Oh, that's a different case if you are met with some accident, some brain injury. People lose their memory sometimes, post-accident. But otherwise, you always retain. And you don't sit and try to remember. Let me learn my name by heart. My name is this, my name is this. But what is the capital of Uganda that you will have to remember? Where is Honolulu in the map that you will have to remember? Where is Jakarta? That you don't know. How to reach that stage? And that very stage should be without effort. Have you ever sat with a book to remember the name, your own name. Never. So all the natural things should come naturally. The artificial requires effort. The natural is smooth, flowing. There's beauty. You have heard of Japanese gardens, Zen gardens. There are different sort of gardens. They are known as Zen gardens. They are very different. If you go and enter into any garden, yesterday Baba remembered Mughal garden. That's different. That is man-made. Everything is properly kept. They look after it so well. Not a single weed is anywhere. Not a dried leaf is fallen anywhere. Things are not littered up here and there. Everything is speak and span. That is man-made garden. What are Zen gardens? Have you heard about Zen gardens? Japanese gardens. In India, there are places where there are Zen gardens. Where things are as they are. There is a tree and there are dried leaves. As natural. There is a natural waterfall there. They will not try to tamper with it. While man, what he does? Oh, this is not looking good here. This sofa is not good. Let me put it and keep it there. This is calculating and cunning mind of the man. While nature is so uncunning. Nature is so uncalculating. Nature is so beauty. It's a natural beauty. Go in the forest and see the beauty there. The natural waterfall, untouched by man. Wherever man has reached, he has created problems. Where man has not reached, that place is simply beautiful. He is Musibat Hussain. Good. Great are the places which are yet untouched by man. They retain their pristine purity, the original, the natural beauty, that sacrosanct, divine touch. So Zen gardens means things are kept there as they are. There is a path and that is ending and it's not going ahead now. But you don't try, man will not, in those gardens they don't try to correct anything. But they are gardens, they are so beautiful. There would be dust, some beaten path, some path which is not leading you anywhere. Some stones kept, some trees which are not very good shape, but they retain their beauty. So knowing is about coming to your natural nature. So let the knowledge, what you learned, what you feel, what you understand. Have you seen the state of school children? How burdened they are with their school bags? Is there a single child who loves to study after coming home? It's a punishment for him. The entire school is a danger for him, for his existence. He just hates everything. Because he is not happy there. Knowledge, knowing, is the state of happiness. There was heavy rainfall and it was announced in the school. Now the school will remain closed for 5 days. All the children were so happy. But one child, one student was yet sitting sad. His friends asked him, why you are not happy? School is closed for next 5 days because it is a heavy rain. He says, I know these teachers. Though the schools have closed, school is closed, but teachers are very cunning. They will try to teach us at some other places. Not a single child, not a single student wants to study because everything is burden for him. Let the knowledge become knowing, enjoyment. Knowledge is not that closed system in the four walls. A teacher was teaching students, have you heard that Newton, he discovered law of gravitation and what you are doing here. He was at this of your age when he found out that. An apple fell down and he started thinking, Why it fell down? Look at the creativity of the mind. Look at his genius. And what are you doing here? A student gets up and says, "Sir, he was in the garden. What are we doing in the classroom?" Move to the nature. So if you want to know, if you want to understand, if you want to realize, go in the company of nature and study there, in that silence, in that solitude. Then the knowledge would enter deep within you. It's difficult to study in the crowd, though classroom study is important. Home study is also important. But the best is Gurukul system, where you sit out, you study. Study nature, study life through nature. So Baba is saying to remember knowledge at the right time is the fast effort. So the remembrance should happen naturally. It is here and now. The knowledge should come to you as if the rains from the heaven, as if the birds of the, as if the songs of the bird. You are not trying to mug up something. Running by rote. In English, they call it running by rote. Just committed to memory without understanding. Such system of education would create robots, not human beings. So Bhavdada has decorated the children so much, and so have the children not yet won all the decorations. A day had to come when you would remember those decorations from Bhavdada. The time is now. Because he is egoless and humble. He himself used to tell many children, "I have not yet become complete. I have not yet become constantly soul conscious." All of you must have noted something else through your own experience of his last 3 to 4 months. Brahma Baba, in last 3 to 4 months, he had become silent. Absolutely introvert. Least interested in anything. All of you must have noted something else through your own experience of his last 3 to 4 months. You must have attained the fortune of meeting him personally and experiencing that Brahma was no longer a corporeal being, but that he had attained the avyakta angelic form. A few years ago, Brahma would listen to little matters. He used to give you time. But what did you see recently? Earlier he was to listen to all your news, this and that. But now what you saw? The reason for him not listening to these little matters was that he was spending that time in constant remembrance. So he had become the very embodiment of remembrance. For him, remembrance did not remain an effort, but a natural state. Baba often says, nature, natural. Everything you do should become natural. But it will not happen all of a sudden. It will take time. It will take your interest. It will take your commitment. You must have seen film actors. Some of them, they act so naturally. And some of them, you can detect, oh, he is overacting. Or underacting. Or he is afraid. Or he is fearful. Or there are no natural expressions. Or he is trying to create an impact on the audience. But there are others who are so natural. They are not bodybuilders. Today's actors are bodybuilders. They are more of bodybuilders than, they are more of models than actors. But the earlier, they were actors. They were real. Their acting was so natural. So wherever there is some, everything natural, that attracts. So for him, remembrance had become natural. The reason for him not listening to these little matters was that he was spending that time in constant remembrance. Didn't you children notice that he is a shining star, that a shining star was visible, sparkling on his forehead? Those who were stable in the avyakta stage knew and recognized the avyakta form. Those who themselves were not stable in the avyakta stage did not recognize the invaluable jewel. So, make things natural. What is the definition of fast effort? To remember knowledge at the on time. One. Second, not to repeat the same mistake which you committed in the fast. That is some other place Baba had given definition of fast effort. Fast effort means 1 second before, wherever you were, now you are ahead of that stage. That is known as fast effort. So be fast effort maker. In fact, when you become fast effort maker, the word effort will disappear. You become fast effort maker. When you become fast effort maker, you will no longer use the word effort, because the effort has become your natural state now. A musician, a dancer, doesn't have to practice. For him, dance, the music, the singing is so natural. It's a part of his being. His soul sings, his soul dances. The music arises from his soul. The melody emanates from his very depth, from his very core. So come to that natural state of remembrance. Om Shanti.